All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is I'm back with Bo Pony. A lot has happened. I can't believe what's happening. We always knew October would be Red October. It's Red October every month, but this now Tel Aviv is being bombed by Iran. There's also rumors of surface-to-air missiles being smuggled into the United States. All kinds of stuff I'm hearing. It's really heating up. Also the P. Diddy stuff. Our takedown's going to start happening. It looks like they are. Both sides are going in, and it looks very, very scary for a lot of people. But have no fear, Bo is here. Right, Bo? God
That's
is here,
funny.
should
Hey,
I say.
I did bring the good news because what is the Bible? It's the good news,
Good news.
all the Bible, not just some of it.
But before we get into that, folks, you're going to want to listen to this because he's got some stellar information for you on how all this is going to pan out. It's awesome stuff. But first, folks, get your noble gold. You're going to need your gold. I promise you, you're going to need your gold. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. I also heard that Bank of America right now is freezing accounts. I don't know if I put up the post on X right now. It's crazy with everything going on. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future, folks, by rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA. You can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value and stood the test of time. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the time of safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or 10 or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open up a qualified account. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com right now, folks. Folks, we all know October is going to be crazy. We've been talking about this specifically this October. We've been talking about for the last 4 years on my channel. So you better have already been prepared. If you're not, you better get on it right now. And I can promise you, you're going to need gold and silver coming out on the other end of this, right, Bo?
When the financial scales flip, that's the cool thing. God does nothing before revealing his secrets to his servants. What I'm trying to have people understand is when the crash of 1929 was the greatest financial event in human history. There was winners and there was losers. Most everybody lost, but yet the ones that knew it was coming sat on the correct side of history. Listen closely. The ones that knew it was coming, they were sitting on the correct side of history. And when the event happened, to them, it wasn't the Great Depression. It was the greatest time point in human history. The Bible talks specifically, we've talked about, the best of times and the worst of times. It says, scripturally, the great and terrible day of the Lord in the same sentence. Why is it great and terrible in the same sentence?
Because
Because it
for those
depends
who
on what side of the
prepare,
fence you're sitting on.
right? Those who prepare, it made a lot of millionaires.
That's
I
right.
look, I everything that I'm seeing right now, Bo, with we knew that that Iran would strike at some point. They just did, and they're actually hitting their targets, is what I'm hearing. It's been chaotic, and not to mention we have an eclipse today. So I know you're going to go into all of this, so I'll let you have the floor.
Right. So, most important is regardless of events. We want to look, I look at the timing windows of things, as you know. And then secondly, I'm going to go over scriptures to tie in, incredibly, scriptures that are tying into present day events. Because again, what have we stated? We don't live in political times, even though everything, Nino, everything feels political, right? But superseding all of it is God's plan. And so if you understand that God's got a plan, then everything is actually falling into perfect place. If God's got a plan, and we know he wrote the end from the beginning, everything we're seeing in our visuals on TV, on the news, the media, All of these crazy things are actually happening because it's by design, and we just get to be here to watch it manifest. So we can either be in fear or know that God's in control, and we watch the events manifest. And I'm going to show you through scripture right now in this podcast, and also through mathematical timing, how all of this is actually not random, but it's actually in perfect timing. And so why I want to say that is because we've shown this before, and I've referenced it again. We have talked specifically about the Revelation 12 sign, okay? Virgo giving birth, okay? This happened in the heavenlies. I'm going to go back to this because this is critically important, because what we're waiting for is the birth of God's kingdom, but specifically the birth of the church. Because the Christ was already born 2,000 years ago, and something happened in the heavenlies. What star appeared? The star of Bethlehem appeared to Mark, because there shall be, Matthew states, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay. So when a star manifests, it's technically when a star is born or appears, it's the birth, and we're about to then witness miracles. What was a miracle 2,000 years ago? Jesus, okay? And so we know that was a miracle. Now we have Revelation 12. This was actually written in Daniel on Patmos by on Patmos Island 2,000 years ago by having John, right? And he wrote this, and they hadn't even known about this constellation. No one knew about this, but yet the constellation manifested. Now that we have telescopes, we can actually see this. And so what was written was what's called Woman and the Dragon. So woman, the woman's going to give birth. And so right before she gives birth, right, we've talked about this, Matthew 24, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see through that you're not alarmed, because the end is not yet. Okay. These are the beginnings of birth pains. So what the heck is going on? So right before a woman gives birth, right, it's pandemonium in the delivery room, right? And so if you're like, you've consistently now gone on, and what's the mainstream media preaching? You go on any channels, World War III, you'll hear of wars, right? So we're seeing all of this manifesting, but now let's look at timing. And you'll see all of it is manifesting in perfect timing. People who have not heard this podcast, please go back to our prior podcast, because I'm going to go into some new stuff. But the prior podcast went into more detail about this. But I want you to understand the Revelation 12 sign occurred on September 23rd, 2017. Two cycles of Daniel, which is 7 years. 7 years is critical because that's in scripture. 7 years, two cycles, biblical cycles. Man's cycle was September 23rd. And incredibly, if you look from January 1, full term for delivery is 38 weeks. Incredibly, that lands on exactly September 23rd, 2024. But the biblical, this is important, the biblical calculation, not man's calculation, the biblical calculation was September 16th, 2024. So what you're looking at is a key date, September 16th, 2024. Just like when Ginsburg died, I said something's going to happen on September 18th, 2020. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was going to happen. Just like we did a podcast in, I think, in August and September, we said something's going to happen on September 16th, 2024, give or take 24 hours. Nino, what happened? P. Diddy. I'm going to pause there, because you need to understand, people, the magnitude of P. Diddy and now what's coming out. I saw you did a podcast yesterday, or a 10-minute clip you did, and you literally talked about these attorneys and everybody coming in. Basically, all these whistleblowers are all coming in. It's like 100 and something people this attorney's already got. And so what are they doing? They're basically exposing all the secrets that P. Diddy was.
123 more accusers, or 100, and it's either 122 to 100 or 124 accusers. So you know what this tells me? All these celebrities are going to be losing their sponsors, their endorsements, even if they're just named, even if they're just named. And then many of them are going to be going away for a long time. This is about to get crazy.
And what was the prophecy of Kim Clement? They fall and fall. That prophecy also talked about tumultuous summer. I'd say an attempted assassination, and what happened through summer was right on target for tumultuous. So that was nailed. And now we're stepping into fall, which we officially started just a few days ago last week, but technically on the Julian calendar, we're still even in September. And so I don't care. What I'm trying to show is something's about to go down. And the biblical calculation, which is the critical part of this, ties in with September 16th and October 31st to complete the complete calculation of Daniel from the Revelation 12 sign. So the entire full-on completion, you can't take it a day more, finishes on Halloween, October 31st, 2024. That's the final calculation, which means that something biblical is supposed to go down between September 16th and October 31st. There's that 45-day window. And so that takes us to some really important revelation we've just got here. So what just happened, and we can go back 2,000 years, 2,000 years on Rosh Hashanah, we've talked about this in prior podcasts, but there is the Star of Bethlehem marking the arrival of a Savior. And it was the birth of Jesus. So I didn't even know this. Janie got a word. Janie Seguin got a word from the Father just a few days ago. He said, "My Jacob, my Star of Jacob is here." I'm like, what? So I Googled it. Holy mackerel. So this ties into prophecy, which is mind-blowing. The revelations that led from this is crazy. So the Star of Jacob appeared in our heavens last Friday, September 27th, 2024. So this appeared in the heavens to fulfill, and then the scriptures.
The last, that time was, that this, the last time this was here was when?
This was a, it's a burst that occurred 2,000 years ago, and the light's hitting us now.
That's
so
incredible.
This is literally
something. What about this, the word on this, the second moon that has appeared, that has come into the sky? Have you heard about this as well? Does that
I've
have
seen
any
some video. I'm not focusing. I've seen some clips on that. I'm not focusing on it. I'm
actually, has any relation? I don't know.
It could, because there's a lot of pieces. We're all putting pieces together, so it could. I can't say yes or no to it. I don't know much about it. But I do know that I'll give you scriptures that are mind-blowing as to what was about to happen in our world right now. So when we start study the Star of Bethlehem, there's a prophecy. It's called the Balaam prophecy, which was written in the book of Numbers. This is thousands of years old. And it talked about, listen what, and then, and Matthew even talks about the book. He talks specifically, I've got the links on it, but Matthew even references the prophecy of Balaam as the Star of Bethlehem confirms this prophecy. And what is the prophecy? I'm going to pull this up. You're going to listen what the prophecy is saying. And says, but in the far distant future. So the prophecy saying in the far distant future. Now this is written in, guess where this is written? In Numbers 24, verse 17. Numbers 24. What year is this? 2024. In the far distant future, a star will rise from Jacob. A scepter will emerge from Israel. It will crush the head of Moab. So who are the Moabs? Well, if you go back and study who the Moab people are, this goes back specifically to Sodom and Gomorrah. So you had, so when you go back and study Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels appeared, they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of all the craziness going on there. Lot flees with his wife, wife turns around, turns a pillar of salt. The two daughters go with Lot. Next thing you know, they get Lot drunk. So this is the bloodline we're dealing with. The daughters get Lot drunk, sleep with the father, okay, and then bring on the bloodline of the Moabs. The oldest, so the Moabs are the bloodline of Lot and the oldest daughter. This is the bloodline. And then when you study it further, who are the Moabs in present day? They're the Arabs. So the Moabs interlaced through generations and ultimately became tied in. And now it's all the Arabs are the Moab people. So what does a prophecy say? I will crush the head of the Moab people. So who's coming up against Israel, the United States? You see what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
all of
right.
this is prophecy unfolding right in front of us. And at the same time, right to fulfill the prophecy, we literally last Friday on the 27th of September, the Star of Jacob appeared that was written in Numbers 27, thousands of years ago. So this prophecy is now because Jesus Christ is the head, but we need the birth of what? The body of Christ. So now we're about, and what do we say? We're stepping into a birth. Virgo, Revelation 12 sign is giving birth. The Star of Jacob shows up to confirm it. The Star of Jacob shows up to confirm it. And
And
now
the
this is where it
significance of
says,
this now means it begins. It's all going to begin from here.
right, it all begins from here. And this is the wild part because
Does the
you have been
eclipse have
talking.
anything to do with anything, Bo?
I'm sure it ties in every ties, it's because there shall be sign of the sun and the moon and the stars. But honestly, it's not my focus. I haven't focused on it because to me, this the Star of Jacob is mind-blowing relative to what I'm about to show you in a second here when I relate that to prophecy. Okay. So, and it, yes, I get it. It is interesting that we have this eclipse happening right now. Okay. But I guess I haven't studied it, so I don't want to expand upon that
Well,
because one
it's
of
happening just like last year, and last year is when the whole war kicked off with Israel right after the eclipse, right? So now here comes the next eclipse in October. So I would imagine it's going to go full-fledged, full steam ahead from here. And I'm
absolutely.
just saying, that's what I mean. Coincidence? I don't think so.
No, there aren't any coincidences. There aren't any coincidences. And so, again, I don't know the exact details on the eclipse. And again, it's just one piece of a large puzzle. But what I want you to see here, and remember, we did this podcast last year. And what did we say? As Tabernacles ends, remember this podcast at the start of October, don't be surprised if a war breaks out as Tabernacles is ending. And boom, that night, the war broke out 50 years, Leviticus to the exact mark, the war breaks out. Now, this time around, that Leviticus time point, the 50 or the last day of Tabernacles, is the 23rd of October. So remember, the Hebrew calendar, when you overlay it on man's calendar or the Roman calendar, it always changes every month. So normally, always all feasts, godly feasts, like you have Rosh Hashanah, you'll have all of these, the majority of the time manifest in the month of September. This time around, it's in October. So, talk about a red October. Talk about a month where you've got, if God's going to do something, here's the point. If God's going to do something, he's going to do it on his feasts. Look at the calendar I've laid out in front of you. If God's going to do something, it's going to happen on his calendar, okay? If God's going to do something, if God's not going to do something, then basically evil is going to push ahead with their agenda and all hell breaks loose on the world and you're going to have a not a great result in November. But that's not going to happen because we literally are in biblical times, as we talked about, it's 7 years, which is crucial with regard to biblical timing. So now let's get into some further scriptures, which ties in directly with the Star of Jacob.
So, Bo,
Okay,
let
so the
me ask you
star,
something real quick.
yeah.
So, do these people believe that there is a time for peace and a time of war, and they follow these celestial events in order to fulfill whatever agenda they need to fulfill? So, if they feel like the eclipse, the Star of Jacob's in the sky, and so now it's time for there's time seasons of peace, seasons of war. So now this is a season of war to these people. I mean, it seems to me like that's what they follow here. Like the Bible says, there'll be signs in the heavens above. And it seems to me all of this is adding up, but it seems to me like they're following this specifically to create times of war and purging and things of that nature. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, they're speeding along and they want, what is their only agenda, Nino? Okay, so let me repeat this. Their only agenda is to bring on a one system, period. That's all they want to do. And if present administration moves forward, okay, then look what happened in 4 years. Like literally, you were stepping almost into this and we've got wars, like all hell's breaking loose on the world right now. Okay,
But
so imagine 4 more years.
as we've always said, things are going to look very dire for them. Their last chess move is chaos. And that's what we're seeing right now. Scorched earth. This is it. They know that come November they can't get in there. They've exhausted all their plays. The final play is war and chaos. Am I right in saying that, Bo? We're here.
Yes. And Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. So, Nino, where have we seen this time point in history? Okay, so let's go to this. We've talked about United States. We talked to Mayflower, 400 years since the Mayflower. We've talked about Israel being in bondage to Pharaoh. The world thousands of years ago, the time of Pharaoh, was Israel and Pharaoh. That was the world. That was the world, okay? Since then, we've got billions of people. Now we're a global society. But at that time, that was the world. That was it, okay? And so, where do we see a World War III event in those times? Red Sea. What happened? Like we said, right? When evil gets pinned into a corner, he brings everything he's got. So, what happened at the Red Sea? Well, Israel had nowhere to go. They were pinned up against the Red Sea. We said mountains left and right of them. This is all scriptural, and all that's coming in front of them is Pharaoh with everything he's got. Okay, so now let's compare that to today. If they came with everything they got, what would they bring? You know? What's the word? Nukes, right?
Right. Sorry, I'm muting it because there's distractions in the background, but I'm with you.
Right? So if they brought everything they got, they would bring the word nukes. If you hear the word nukes, the immediate thing you would comprehend on that equation would be WW3. Period. Because we put those two together. If there is ever going to be a nuclear war, it is WW3. And so when they bring everything they got, because they're pinned into a corner, that's what happened at the Red Sea. So what happened at the Red Sea? This is so important to understand because there was specifically two things that had to happen. The nation of Israel, they were praying because they were toast, okay? They were finished. And Moses had to pray, but Moses had another task. He had to raise the staff. And then what happened was a miracle. This is important because the only way, we've said it before, remember in the last podcast, we saw what they did in 2020, and that's all I'm saying. We saw what they did at nighttime, okay? And you woke up to whatever in the morning with the results, okay? So saying that, what's stopping them from doing the same? Not a zilch, zero. Okay. So they're not going to stop because why? They want to bring on their plans. So they're rushing in to bring their plans. But yet, God's allotted a time and a season for all of this. Like you said, there's time to dance, a time to sing, a time to mourn, a time for war, a time for peace. So there's a time for all of this. This is not, and I'm going to show you the scriptures in a sec. This is not the time for war. We've said it before. There will be signs, there'll be in Matthew 24,
Well, sure
there'll be.
seems that way.
Yes, because at the Red Sea, it seemed that way too, didn't it? Right? So that's what I want the viewers to kind of think in their head. Imagine being at that moment in time. You'd be freaked out. You think you're finished, and you honestly believe you're gonna die.
And I gotta say this
Moses,
for my
wait, before you
viewers.
said me, Moses, what have you done? Why have you brought us here to die? That's what Israel said. You wanted to say
Right,
something.
well. No, I was just going to say, to look no further than even the Trump assassination attempt. I mean, just the what are they calling it? The God tilt. When you I mean, you can't explain this. There's no way to explain any of this that's happening right now. So yes, I believe bigger things are coming. I really do. I'm not going to say I don't, because I do.
Yeah, and then see, here's the thing is, and then Amos says God will do nothing before first revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So back to the turning his head thing, right? That was prophesied by him turning his head, and it would hit his right ear. He'd go to the ground, and then Brandon Biggs, my point it, and then furthermore, he would rise up a praying president, Kim Clement. Kim Clement said he will rise up a praying president. So he comes into office, but then his second term in the office, he's a praying president. All that's missing, and I hope Trump hears this. All that's missing is Trump must call out. This is a prophecy of Kim Clement. Trump must call out the name of Yeshua publicly. He has to call it out, and God will raise him up, and he will fill his house with glory. That's what must yet happen. So we're this close to that event happening, but Trump must call out publicly Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua.
I've heard him speak on Jesus, but you're right. I don't think he's spoken with it with authority yet. That's not
Right.
yet, not with that authority. At least I haven't seen it, but I've noticed he's passively said his name here and there, but not with authority.
And so that takes us to the presidents, right? So we've got Reagan and we've got Trump. So that's again, the Kim Clement prophecy was he will fulfill the footsteps of Reagan. So what did Reagan do? Well, Reagan specifically caused the wall to come down. Communism fell on Reagan's watch in Reagan's second term, who on a failed attempted assassination. You see the similarities? Both anointed presidents, when you're anointed, biblical things go down, meaning fall of nations, USSR, USSR. But I grew up, when you grew up, when we were kids, it fell on the watch of Reagan, anointed.
And many people say
Now,
Juan's one of them says that was World War III. That was really World War III. What we're coming into now is World War IV.
whatever you want to call it, but it definitely is, it's going to end up being neither, because this is not the time or the season, as you stated earlier. Okay. And so specifically, and then Trump failed assassination in his second term. Watch and see. He will be there the second term again, and he will be there by the hand of God. God will get the glory, not Trump. Because what I'm saying is, if God doesn't intervene, like I said, at nighttime, everything's going to change like it did in 2020, and the result will be the same as 2020. So we must have a biblical intervention in order for a different result. And the different result is basically what's going to fulfill a prophecy of November is going to be victory upon victory upon victory upon victory. But in order for that to happen, it's because something biblical happened. Well, when could something biblical happen? On God's feasts, October. Now, what happened? So think about the magnitude of things that have happened. So let's talk about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah specifically, if you referenced 4 years. Okay, so what God revealed to me, something very interesting. How many seasons are in a year? Very simple answer. Four seasons, 1 year, correct? Now reverse that. 4 years in God's time makes one season. 4 years makes one season. What did Kim Clement say? That Trump will have 2 terms, but during the terms, he would be removed from office temporarily. So we've seen that happen. So the prophecy is fulfilling itself. So now we're waiting for a second term. Now I want to go back to the Star of Jacob, because this is really important. And you're going to love this, Nino, because how it's tying into things that you personally have heard. So let's get into the Star of Jacob, which is manifest. And it marks the birth of a king or a kingdom. The birth of a king. When a star appears, it's the birth of a king or a kingdom. Well, when Jesus came onto the earth, it was the kingdom of Jesus, the king. Okay. So now let's read. Where do we see the word Jacob in scriptures? It's actually in Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah 30 specifically refers to Jacob's trouble. And so it refers, and it specifically is talking about the restoration of Israel and Judah. What comes from the bloodline of Judah? Jesus. Right? So the United States is that bloodline, and Trump is in that bloodline. So now let's go through scriptures of what it says here, and I think this will be really fascinating. So Jeremiah 30 says, I will restore the fortunes of Zion. Kim Clement said, I will restore the fortunes of Zion. That was a Kim Clement prophecy. And then furthermore, it says, I will bring them back to the land. So God's going to cause what's about to happen is all people will return back to their lands. Where do you see that? Jubilee. That's a Leviticus. Thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And if you continue reading Leviticus, it talks about people returning to their homeland, to their land. And then here it is right now. You were talking about the war. Well, look what's about to happen. Cry of panic, of terror, and no peace. There, it's Jeremiah 30, verse 5, what you just referenced. So, what you spoke of right there, Nino, was specifically with regard to the wars. It's in Jeremiah 30, verse 5. Let's continue. And now, ask now and see. So, when does this all this start to happen? Well, first off, when you see panic, terror, and no peace. Well, we're about to see that right here in October with
I
what's going
think
down.
that's happening right now.
Right now, exactly. What else does it say? When is this going to happen? Ask now and see. Can a man bear a child? Why do I see every man with his hands on his stomach like a woman giving birth? It says this in scriptures.
Oh
Nino,
boy. How many people are going to get
I
triggered
knew
off
I'd
that
have
one?
you laughing. So it's Jeremiah 30, verse 6 is telling you what we're seeing in media right now. So when you see this is about to happen.
Jeez, this is wild.
Now let's continue. So what are the events? So I went through all this. So actually we push this video forward 1 hour because Nino was busy and I actually wanted to finish this. So this allowed me to finish it. So this is right off the press. I literally got this from God about a few hours ago. And so this is so cool. So what are the events that are going to manifest? Nino, you're going to freak when you hear this stuff. Okay. So verse 7, it says, alas, that day is so great that there shall be none like it. So it will be a single day. What do we talk about? What happened at the Red Sea? In a single day, Israel was bait. We, the people, are bait, and the pharaohs of this world are walking into the greatest trap in human history. It's actually written, this terrible day is called the distress of Jacob, the Jacob's trouble. It's in Jeremiah 37, verse 7. And let's continue. I will break the yoke from your neck, so meaning we're in bondage, and I will burst your bonds. Israel was in bondage. Everything about the United States is in bondage. Credit cards, mortgages, student loans, anywhere you look, it's all bondage upon bondage upon bondage. So God's going to break the bondage. Verse 8, let's go to 9. But they shall serve the Lord their God. Here it is, David, their king, who I will raise up for them. He says in the scriptures, he's about to raise up David. Who's David? Go listen to Kim Clement's prophecies.
I'm going to say Mr. T.
Mr. T, baby. Mr. T. So we're about to see fulfillment of verse 9. Then let's go to 16. You're going to love this one, you know. All who have devoured, you shall be devoured. So all who have devoured shall be devoured. Where do you see that, Nino? The hunters become the hunted.
And that's
You
happening
can't.
right now. The tide has just turned, and we're seeing it right now with Diddy. He's going to bring down a cascade of people, and it's going to keep going. It's just all going to link into the.
And I just love that you brought up Diddy because it happened on September 16th, 24 hours of the marker of time. And we're in the 45-day window. The 45-day window is in the fall time that we're in right now. And we're about to, the hunters become the hunted. And all your foes, every one of them shall go into captivity. Those who plunder, you shall be plundered. This is the flipping of the financial scales, and all who prey on you, I will make them your prey. Nino, how awesome is this scripture describing what would happen if the tables flipped?
Which is, I'm with you, Bo. I believe it's happening now.
Let's go to verse
Absolutely.
19. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving. Ooh, wait a second here. Songs of Thanksgiving. When would you hear sing songs of Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving, which is after October 31st? And specifically, what we talked about, it'd be the 400th End of the 400 years. So this is the first Thanksgiving since the Mayflower, because the Mayflower, the first Thanksgiving was 1623. So you add time, and next thing you know, this would be the first Thanksgiving, or what? The Great Harvest. And it says, I will multiply them. So you're going to multiply us. There's your great wealth transfer. And let's go to verse 22. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. There is the great revival. So what have we talked about? The great revival. Bob Jones prophecy. Chiefs win the Super Bowl. You're like, come on, right? And boom, Chiefs win the Super Bowl, trifecta, Holy Trinity. And now we're about to see the fulfillment of the Bob Jones prophecy. And it's actually stated in verse 22 of Jeremiah 30. Let's go to verse 23. Behold, you're going to love this one. Behold the storm of the Lord. I'm going to repeat that. Behold the storm of the Lord. Actually, that's a great topic. Great title. There it is, Nino. Behold the storm of the Lord.
There it is. That's it.
There it is. When did we hear that? 7 years ago, Nino, October 6, 2017, Trump in the Oval Office. What did he say? The calm before the storm. 7
Incredible. We
years
just
ago,
got the title for
October
the video.
5th.
There it is.
October, I knew we'd get it in the podcast.
Yeah, it came to us finally. They're good. Good one, Bo.
October 5th, 2017. You add 7 years, bada boom, bada bing, 2024, Numbers 2024, Numbers 24, verse 23. It says, behold the storm. What do you think Trump was speaking of? He was speaking of directly Jeremiah 30, verse 23, and it finishes on verse 24. What a coincidence. And what does verse 24 say? In the latter days, you will understand this. In the latter days, we will understand Jeremiah 30. I just explained it to the world.
No, I love this. This is great, Bo. Man, you put it together beautifully. Here we are. I mean, it's gonna get a lot scarier. It's gonna get a lot scarier. People are gonna be gnashing their teeth, biting their nails. I mean, it's gonna get a lot scarier until
Absolutely. And we'll
1964.
check just a couple more little bullet points, right? So we talked about, remember this right here? This is what happened on Yom Kippur. Again, see, all of these things are biblical timing. When was Ruth Bader Ginsburg? When did she die? She died on Rosh Hashanah 4 years ago. Okay, so wait a second. Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies on Rosh Hashanah, which would technically be tomorrow, because tomorrow is the start of Rosh Hashanah, which would be October 3rd. This would be the equivalent day that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Why that's important, because what did I say? A season, our season, 1 year has four seasons. 1 year has four seasons, but God's 4 years make up one season.
Right.
And so tomorrow, the 23rd, starts a new year. Rosh Hashanah is the start of a new. Then you got Yom Kippur, you got Trump getting a Glock 45. 45 gets a Glock 45. What a coincidence. You have all these biblical events. You got the greatest market event in human history began on October 24th, 1929. This led to the greatest financial
It's
collapse
showing
in human history.
your whole computer screen.
Say that again.
It's showing your whole computer screen, Bo.
Oh. Let me
Yeah,
show
it
you.
was. Yeah, I want to try it
Let me
again.
zoom in here. Okay. So there we go. So what we're looking at right here, if you're looking at this tab, so look, so we got Trump right here, 45, gets a 45 on Yom Kippur, Hebrew feast, last year. Interesting. You've got also in this year, 2024, if you go back to 1929, 1929 was the greatest stock market crash start in history, which led to the Great Depression. Well, when did it start? On October 24th. What a coincidence. The last day of Tabernacles is the 23rd into the evening of and the start of the 24th. What this is all showing is everything is lining up for a biblical event. And again, when we go back and we read scripture, what does it say? It says, very, I find this very interesting. It says, I will crush the head of the Moab people. Oh, that's interesting because Kent Christmas had a prophecy about a mortal wound. The mortal means
Which
death. It's a
which?
death blow. It's a death blow to the tribe of the Moabs. That's what's coming. So all of these people who have come against God, there's going to be a sudden end to all of this. The cool part is there's pro Kim Clement actually prophesied that the war will come to a sudden end. Actually, let me play that video because this is cool how all of this is just not random. It's the farthest thing from random. Listen to this prophecy of Kim Clement speaking of how the war will come to a sudden end. I'm going to pull this video up here. Like, it's so amazing how great God is to coordinate all the pieces, and we all watch it in our lifetime happening. So here, let me pull this up. Share screen. Okay, watch this. Here we go.
That's what the enemy wants, to cripple your economy and to cripple your children. But the Spirit of God says they will breathe in the air that is pure, for I will take the air of this nation and I will purify it, says the Spirit of the Lord. Your enemies are within, says the Lord, and I will wipe them out one at a time. But before I do, I shall go over to the land where you are having war, and I will strike down the enemy quicker than you imagine, says the Lord. I will cause a spirit of betrayal to arise, and the people will be afraid. Great fear shall come upon them. Great fear shall come upon them, says the Lord. Not because of the strength of America, and not because of the strength of the religious, because the Lord said, I determined this day that I will do what I'm going to do, and I shall do it, says the Lord, for the sake of your children and your children's children. Therefore rejoice, for the battle has begun, but it shall end swiftly with a great shout of victory, says the Lord.
What did he say? The war will come to a sudden end in a single day. We just
Hey,
read
yeah.
that in where? Jeremiah 30. It was right in there. You see, all of these pieces fit perfectly into place. And yet we watch the world and we're like, what the heck's going on in our world? It's crazy. But the craziness is actually all perfectly by design. It's not random. Everything's, as you stated, it's all godly design. But yet when you look at it, you feel like it's random until you start doing the math and you're like, wait a second. Trump's first day in office, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. Robert F. Kennedy endorses Trump, endorses from Robert's birth to
Right, that blew me away,
seven
by the
months
way,
and
as well.
7 days,
I
right?
just
How does this stuff happen? And then you got the prophecy of Jeremiah basically further stating that Cyrus, King Cyrus, would free Israel from bondage in what year? The 70th year. When did Trump come to office? In the 70th year. Trump's going to have two terms in the 70th. So the 70th year is fulfilled. And then in the second term, all he's going to do is free us from bondage that we've been in. And when does this all go down? It all goes down in the fall time. Because what did we read in the Jeremiah prophecy just now? It said what? It said David. God made reference to David. And listen to this very closely. Jeremiah stated about David, and this prophecy talks specifically. It says, in the fall, you will know who my David is. Have a listen, and you'll understand. Then put the pieces together. Jeremiah, put this piece together, and then we're finished.
but fall, you are rebelling. Or is it that possibly the Spirit of God will cause many to fall in fall? But remember, when these tremors and when these tumultuous moments happen, Summer says, I will take it so that the fall can do its work in America. And during the fall, there shall be many that shall fall, and many that shall rise from the dust. Hypnotic November and oh, Christmas. where winter shall say, and me, I will make them happy. For God says, I have chosen each season to manifest something. My will shall be done, and it shall come to pass that I shall bring sign after sign, and in the fall, that which comes down is that which was able to be shaken. And I will build and release the resources, and in the fall will show you whom I have chosen to pray for and guide this nation. You shall rejoice, for it is my man. It is my chosen, David, says the Lord.
That picture is going to be the most famous picture in history. I'm telling you now. I get chills looking at that. I just get chills looking at that.
Ooh, I just get chills reading and putting all the pieces together.
Yeah, all of that together.
It's just incredible, you know. Behold the storm.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
It's here. The storm is here. This is what this is specifically. Everybody wanted to know what Trump was saying when he said the calm before the storm. This was a prophecy. He was fulfilling prophecy. He referenced it specifically 7 years ago, the 5th of October, which is specifically this Saturday. I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you, 7 years is bada boom, bada bing. This is the feast upon feast. This is the hunters become the hunted. And actually, and you can even further go back and look, you'll see in the Celestials, this is the Orion Celestials. And the Orion is the hunter. Orion's the hunter who's right now in the Celestials, who hunts the hunt. The hunter becomes the hunters, become the hunted. That is exactly how this is all about to go down. And bottom line is, as Daniel stated, as Jeremiah stated, Jeremiah 30, verse 23. I'll finish on this. Behold the storm. It is here.
Here we go. All right, folks, leave a comment down below and let me know what your thoughts is on this one. I'm excited. I know it's all coming to a head right now. The climax is here. Here we go. Bo, thank you for joining me. Where can people find you?
Our website is gold2020forecast.com, or you can put my name in on YouTube and I'll be there also with all my newer videos. Bottom line is, fear not. This is going to be a moment in time which equivalent to the Red Sea. Okay, this will be the Red Sea miracle in a single day. But until that moment in time, it's going to be looking extremely scary. We read the scriptures. This is literally going to be a fear, fear, fear mode. Everything's going to go dark. This is the moment in pause, I think you've talked about, Nino, as well, too. And then suddenly, and then suddenly, and then suddenly, because God brings the miracle. When there's no way out, we need a miracle. At the Red Sea, they needed a miracle, and it showed up. Also, I want to finish on this. The miracle this time around is going to relate to a worldwide shaking. The prophecy is, this last word I'll say here is, a chain of worldwide volcanic eruptions. A chain of worldwide volcanic eruptions.
My mind goes to Yellowstone, like what you talked about last time. My mind
Yellowstone, right, I believe this ties in with specifically what happened. It was going to go down in also Italy, Vesuvius. And I believe we're going to have the volcanoes go off here I feel on the East Coast, just kind of where 7 years ago where the eclipse came in, near Portland, whatever those volcanoes are over there in Portland.
Maybe an earthquake in California. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, but so this is the shaking, but this is not the shake. Okay, this is God's going to shake us awake. That's the awakening, okay? So the shaking is for the awakening. Because people, boy, is the world asleep, and God's got to shake. Shake, shake the earth.
Yeah, but the people that are already awake, why do we need to suffer? You know what I mean? It's
like because the billion soul harvest, Nino, will never happen. Because unless the glory of God comes onto the earth, so a miracle happens. Because when a miracle happens, we step into a time of glory. Glory, like we can't even imagine. Like you're saying, think about birth pains. Let's finish on this again. But a woman giving birth, she's freaking out. So that's the Red Sea moment. Everybody's freaking out, right? But then after they went to the Red Sea, childbirth, on the other side of the Red Sea, it closed, the sea closed. On the other side of the Red Sea, they're sitting on the other side of the Red Sea, and they pretty much like it's like there's no more pain. Pharaoh's dead. All the ones that could attack them are gone. There, it's finished. The word is it is finished. And then on the other side of the Red Sea, it's just a moment of peace. So it goes from no peace to peace in a matter of 24 hours. And that's why in a matter of 24 hours, we're going to wake up and we're going to go from no peace, horrible, horrible, into a time point somewhere here in November. It'll be victory upon victory upon victory because God intervened, and it all ties down to this day, DAY, a 24-hour window. So compared to the Red Sea, this is a moment in time where we do need a miracle, because without a miracle, we're going to get the same result as 2020, period.
Thank you, Bo. All right, folks, leave a comment down below, like and share this video, and go follow Bo. Thanks, Bo.